This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The third batch of Hamas-held hostages has been released from Gaza. Word is they have crossed back into Israel at a northern border crossing. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Also on Sunday, Prime Minister Netanyahu visited troops in Gaza City. Netanyahu told the troops, "We will continue until victory." Additionally, trucks carrying humanitarian aid streamed through the Rafah crossing, which separates Egypt and Gaza, on Sunday. The deliveries were being made on the third day of the four-day pause in fighting, which began on Friday and was brokered by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States. Sierra Leone's president has declared a nationwide curfew after gunmen attacked the West African country's main military barracks in the capital and then broke into detention centers, abducting or freeing the occupants. The attack raised fears of a breakdown of order amid a surge of coups in the region. A committee set up by the Kenyan parliament has called for reforms to the country's electoral body and a review of tax policy, public spending, and social security. A copy of the report seen by the news service Reuters showed all of those things on Sunday. The bipartisan committee, formed to study opposition grievances, wants the Electoral Commission reconstituted, and it also wants an audit of the last presidential election. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, suffering from a lung inflammation, appeared seated in the chapel of his residence instead of the balcony in St. Peter's Square while an aide read the pontiff's Sunday message. The 86-year-old pope, wearing his traditional white robes with a bandage on his right hand, remained seated next to the aide during the reading. In St. Peter's Square, the faithful wished Francis a speedy recovery.
I wish him that he will get healthy again.
One part of the Pope's lungs was removed when he was a young man in his native Argentina. Now, despite all of this, the Vatican says the Pope does plan, in fact, to travel to the COP28 climate summit, as previously scheduled this week. Spanish police say they have seized 600 kilos of cocaine hidden in a container in Valencia and made 8 arrests. The Guardia Civil released a video showing small packages of cocaine with a label depicting the popular character from the Simpsons cartoon series, Bart Simpson. China's health ministry on Sunday urged local authorities to increase the number of fever clinics as the country grapples with a surge in respiratory illness. It's the first full winter since China eased COVID-19 restrictions. The foreign ministers of China, Japan, and South Korea met in the port city of Busan on Sunday. They're looking to restart cooperation among the Asian neighbors and have paved the way, they want to pave the way for a summit of their three leaders. China's top diplomat, Wang Yi, said the three countries should play an active role in promoting regional and global development with a more progressive manner. Cambodians are celebrating the return of dragon boat races at this year's Water Festival. After a three-year absence, Luke Hunt reports, there are hopes it will bolster the tourism industry.
The three-day festival dates to the 12th century, when Angkor kings would deploy the Royal Navy at the start of the fishing season. It also marks the end of the monsoon, cooler weather, and the start of harvesting, when couples get married and the tourist season gets underway. Hundreds of thousands of spectators have converged on Phnom Penh for 3 days of festivities. Street gambling is popular and local bars and restaurants expect a boost in trade. Luke Hunt, VOA News, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
You can see that story on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.